Good morning. It's 27th of June. Our middle reading today comes from Isaiah 52. I'm going to read a section from Brother Ray Willett's book once again, Mighty to Save. And this section is headed, Awake, Awake. I read, Hear the word of God through Isaiah. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. We have witnessed this stirring of Israel from the birth of the Zionist movement in 1897 to the liberating of Jerusalem in 1967. The mills of God grind slowly but surely. There are those who become impatient, who complain that the nation does not fear God and forget that God will revive and redeem his people. Ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord, for my people shall know my name, as we read in verse 6. The consummation of this purposed deliverance and redemption of Israel is very near indeed. All this is an integral part of the gospel message, the good news of the kingdom of God. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. The prophet Nahum preached deliverance from the Assyrian and was described as a bearer of good tidings, one who published peace, Nahum chapter 1 verse 15. But it was left to the apostle Paul to give full meaning to Isaiah's words. Great was the company of the preachers. Beginning with the Lord Jesus and the apostles, a great company of brethren and sisters has gone forth bearing the gospel message of the coming kingdom of God. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things, as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 10 and verse 15. In all ages, God's people have watched for the awakening of Zion. They are described as watchmen who watch for every movement among the nations that has the slightest connection with the national resurrection of Israel. Their daily prayer is, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They are God's watchmen, patiently but eagerly awaiting the coming of their Lord. I have set watchmen upon the walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. That's Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7. For each step forward, they give thanks to God. Certain dates have forged a permanent impression on their minds. 1897, 1917, 1948, 1956, 1967. And they shall lift up the voice and sing. But the day of consummation will one day dawn, and then they will sing as never before, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord returneth to Zion, as the Revised Version says for verse 8. But that day will also be the day of final deliverance and redemption for Israel, the day when they will realise that God's words through their prophets were true. Break forth unto joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. So tremendous are the ways of God that these events will have a third result, the glorifying of God's name among all nations. For the Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. That's from verse 10 of our chapter. May the day of the consummation of these things come soon. Thank you for listening to me.